on Sunday of the Country, and it is time once again for us to get our update on the namesake, the Sunday of the Country food drive, which started many, many, many years ago, now directed by Will Lentz at Bill's Hill right now. Bill, nice to see you in studio today.
Yeah, I haven't been in the studio in quite some time. we typically bring the kids in from the the post-secondary program down in Maple Brook.
Yes. Well, I know that you probably haven't had time to do much than the food drive. Thanksgiving is behind us. How many did you end up serving? Families did you end up serving? You think?
Well, we gave out 585 turkeys along with dry goods to some of the pantries. So we're receiving orders now, and we'll probably end up doing the same thing at Christmas.
So once again, right around 600 families each time. So let's talk a little bit of it now. You've raised money, but you need obviously to raise more money. And how can people make donations to you?
Well, we have our post office box 789 Millerton, New York 12546, and you can make the checks payable to Sunday in the Country Food Drive.
And if people need more information, you've got a phone number that I've got that they can call in, and if they leave their name and telephone number, you can call back and fill them in with information, right?
Absolutely.
And that number is 518-267-9865. And once again, I like to talk about all the different people who put together the work and the grunt work to do this as well. As not only the fundraising work, you were just talking about, everybody knows that this weekend and next weekend at the White Hart, there's an artisan's fair. And all the artisans get together, and the money they raise goes to benefit lots of different local charities. You were there with the raffle for a quilt, right?
Yes. My sister-in-law, Krista, made a beautiful quilt with intentions of raffling it off and the proceeds going to the food drive. So they were able to raise over $400 yesterday in ticket sales, and that we will continue to sell tickets for that beautiful, beautiful quilt. And I give them all the credit in the world. They were over there for probably 4 hours, and Krista probably spent countless hours making the quilt. So kudos to them and their endeavors to help the food drive.
Can you send me a picture of that quilt opened up, and we'll put and the information on how to make donations, and we'll put it up on our station Facebook page, and I'll put it up on my personal Facebook page.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll send them over.
Because I think people like to get involved in lots of different ways in making donations. I mean, there's people who, of course, just like to make cash donations and stuff. But I think coming up the idea of a quilt like that is a great idea.
Fantastic. Great colors, too. And I'll send the picture, and I'll tell you what, I'd like to have that quilt.
There's especially the mornings we've been having around here. Ever since NASCAR Dave left, it's been cold rain or cold temperatures.
That it has been. He sent me a text saying it was 80 degrees. I'm like, oh, thanks a lot. We took a truck out with a big turkey in it in the parade of lights in Millerton.
Saw that picture.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. So he had sent a message. Oh, it was 80 today, and it was definitely a chilly night.
It was cold, but you had nice turnout in Millerton for the Parade of Lights. But whenever I think of NASCAR Dave and I think of the food drive, I can remember the year in Salisbury where it was like 2, and Pat Dineen was in the back of that truck, and I could tell you, they were like icebergs.
Oh, it was cold, and various other parades. I'd gone to the one in Pine Plains as well during that time when we went out, and it was bitterly cold.
that's great that you were in that parade. So once again, when do you put together the packages for Christmas? Is it like the week before Christmas?
Well, this year the calendar is a little bit different. We know Christmas is the 25th, but the weekend before falls on the 22nd, I believe. We'd like to have everything delivered by the 21st of December. We're going to get the word out to the pantries. And then it's the last weekend before Christmas, so give the volunteers a little bit of a break. I mean, the real volunteers are at the pantries, and they're going to be doing all they can. So kudos to them. But we're going to try to get everything out by the 21st.
All right. So once again, the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, Thanksgiving's behind them. Almost 600 people, families are served. If you take a look at 600 families, you're more or less looking at like 1,800 people. I try to explain that to people. You put an average of 3 people per family, and then you realize how many people get reached. And the great thing about what you do is they don't get one meal out of it. That turns into 2 or 3 different meals for families.
Oh, absolutely.
That's how important it is. And you've got another about 600 that you need for Christmas. Once again, people can make a tax-deductible, because it's a 501c3, a donation to Sunday in the Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. You can also do like some people have done, send a check to us. Make it to Sunday in the Country Food Drive, and you can send it to WHDD 67 Main Street, Sharon, Connecticut, 06069, or you can just drop some money off here if you want to. And if you want more information, you can contact the Sunday in the Country Food Drive by leaving your name and information at 518-267-9865. Just kudos to you, Bill, and your wife, and everybody who volunteers to do this, because it's a great thing, but it's a lot of work you all put in on this.
It's I'm finding out. Well, I've been with the group for 24 years, but when you take over, you find out how much more it is. And I'm no worse for the wear. I love to do it, and I got a good group of people out there helping us. So can't ask for any more than that.
Thanks, Bill, and good luck.
Thank you, Marshall, for having me on.